From that time on, Jesus began to show his disciples that he must go to Jerusalem and undergo great suffering at the hands of the elders and chief priests and scribes, and be killed, and on the third day be raised. And Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him, saying, "God forbid it, Lord, this must never happen to you." But he turned and said to Peter, "Get behind me, Satan. You are a stumbling block to me, for you are setting your mind not on divine things, but on human things." Then Jesus told his disciples, "If any want to become my followers, let them deny themselves and take up their cross and follow me. For those who want to save their life will lose it, and those who lose their life for my sake will find it. For what will it profit them if they gain the whole world but forfeit their life? Or what will they give in return for their life? For the Son of Man is to come with his angels in the glory of his Father, and then he will repay everyone for what has been done. Truly I tell you, there are some standing here who will not taste death before they see the Son of Man coming in his kingdom." This is the gospel of the Lord. Would you like to sit down? Got some exciting news for you. NASA are launching a new space telescope today. The Nancy Grace Roman Space Telescope. Yeah, I know all about it too. And apparently it's going to be looking at the infrared universe, investigating dark energy, dark matter, exoplanets, and the evolution of planets. Fantastic. But to launch all this takes a lot of technology. It takes a lot of rocket science. It takes a lot of maths to launch a rocket. It's not about just pressing a button and saying, "Look, Mama, we just launched a rocket." And all that technology, no doubt, took an awful lot of time to develop. NASA has come a long way since launching insects and chimpanzees into space over 60 years ago. But they still need to take a rocket launch one step at a time. Now take that back 4,000 years to the time of Moses. So if I say to you, when you think of Moses, what comes to mind? Come on, Chesterton. Moses, what comes to mind? Parting of the Red Sea, fantastic. Anything else? A burning bush. Anything else? Plagues of Egypt. Ten Commandments. And? Okay. So this morning we're stepping into one of the most extraordinary moments in Scripture. We've got Moses at the burning bush. It's dramatic. It's holy. It's full of mystery. But it's full of stuff that we can relate to as well. Under all that fire and glory is a simple truth for us today. God often leads his people one step at a time. God doesn't lead in leaps. God doesn't always lead us with full clarity and understanding. Sometimes all it takes is one faithful step, because God meets us in the ordinary. God meets us in each other. God meets us in the day to day. And God met Moses in the day to day. That chapter in Exodus begins with Moses doing something completely normal. Moses is doing his job. He's looking after the flock of his father-in-law, Jethro. There's nothing special going on. There's no miracles. There's no sense of destiny. It's just an ordinary person going out to work. And it's right there, in the routine, in the everyday, God suddenly breaks in. The burning bush, wasn't in a palace. It wasn't on top of a mountain. It just appears in a field. Maybe that's telling us that God does some great things. God does his greatest work in some of the most ordinary places. Take that forward again, 4,000 odd years, and that's God doing God's ordinary work in the places and people of Chesterton. Places and people right here among us and around us. We may think that God will only speak in the dramatic moments, so we've got to be in a certain place at a certain time to hear God. But quite often, God speaks in the quiet places. God might speak to us on the school run. God might speak to us when we're at work. God might speak to us when we're in the kitchen or having a shower. Or God might speak to us in the stillness and calm of prayer. There's no place and no opportunity that God can't use to speak to us. And that first step that Moses took wasn't heroic. It was really simple. Moses saw the bush burning in the field and said, I'm going to turn aside to see this great sight. So he took one step of faith, one step out of the ordinary. One simple thing he did managed to change everything. When we slow down, when we turn aside, God reveals himself and we slow down. And when Moses turns aside, God calls his name and says, Moses, Moses. And Moses' simple reply, here I am. Notice the order. Moses steps and he waits and then God speaks. We often want God to speak first. But the Bible shows us that God revealing himself sometimes only comes after we're obedient. Sometimes we have to take the first step. Sometimes we have to turn aside in order to listen to God. And God doesn't suddenly lay out to Moses the whole plan of what's going to happen to him and how he's going to be a leader of people. God again speaks in the ordinary and says, Moses, take your sandals off. Moses, the place where you're standing is holy ground. Before Moses can lead God's people, he's first got to learn to stand in God's presence. And to do that, he's got to be humble. He's got to take off his sandals. He's got to step out of the ordinary. Sometimes we want God to show us the whole plan. We want God to show us what our life is going to be like in 10 years' time so we can plan against things accordingly. But have you ever thought that God may be asking you to take off your sandals? Be humble. Slow down. Honor time. Honor presence. Listen to God. Sometimes we can only do that by stepping out of the ordinary. God's calling on Moses begins with compassion. Before he tells Moses what to do, God tells Moses how he's feeling. Listen to God's words in Exodus. I have seen the suffering of my people. I've heard their cry. I know their suffering. God's mission, God's call to Moses begins with compassion. And when God has unloaded all of this onto Moses, God then gives him this great commission. So now go, because I'm sending you. Moses isn't given a map. He's not given a really clear sense of instructions. He's told bits in fits and starts. But Moses, above all, is given a promise before he even starts. God's promise to Moses, I will be with you, one step at a time. Moses then goes on to reveal his complete humility by considering that he's completely unworthy to stand there in the presence of God. Moses was just an ordinary person, just like you and I. But that's showing that God uses ordinary people to do great things. We don't need to be rulers of nations. We just need to be prepared to stop, to stand, to listen, to take off our sandals, and to hear from God. So God doesn't outline the full plan. He doesn't say, here's everything that's going to happen. God instead invites Moses just to take the next step, do the next thing, and God will meet him there. And that's how God still leads his people today. Not always with a sense of certainty. We don't know where this church will be in 10 years' time. We don't know God's plan for each of us. But what we do know is that promise remains the same for us as it did for Moses. I will be with you. Not with full understanding, but God will be with us instead as a companion, as a friend, as a guide. And finally, God gives Moses the name he needs for the journey. When Moses says, okay, God, I've got to go to these people and say that you've sent me, who am I going to tell them sent me? God replies with the words, I am who I am. That name isn't a puzzle, it's a promise. Because by God saying the words, I am, that's all we need. I am is God saying, I will be what you need. I will be faithful. I will be present. I will help you see it through because I am enough. Moses doesn't get a full plan. Instead, he gets a God who trusts him and believes in him. The same God who trusts in us and believes in us. That's all Moses needs to take the next step. And that faith in a God who loves us and believes in us and will trust us is ultimately all we need as well if we're prepared to take the next step with God. It could be a step into the unknown. It could be a step that's uncertain and requires a great deal of trust. But the promise is assured that God, I am, will be there with us wherever we go. That story of Moses isn't just ancient history. The story of Moses can be a pattern for our lives. Because some of us here today could be having our own burning bush moment. That moment where we've got to take off our sandals and realize that we're actually standing on holy ground. Maybe you could be entering a new season in your life. Maybe you've got to make a difficult decision. Maybe you're traveling towards a place of uncertainty and you don't feel ready to take that next step. But God is saying, don't worry about that journey because I am enough. Just be encouraged enough to take the next step and I am will be with you. And that step could be really simple. Maybe a step towards prayer. It may be a step towards forgiveness. It may be a step towards taking courage, a step towards serving, or a step towards trust. We don't always know where that step is going to take us or what we're required to step into. Sometimes we've actually got to take off our sandals in the first place in order to take a step. But even if God doesn't give us the full picture, God gives us himself. And that's enough. God with us. So Lord, teach us to walk one step at a time. Help us to turn aside when you call. Help us, Lord, to slow down in your presence. Help us to trust your compassion. And help us to follow where you lead us, even when the path is unclear. And Lord, may we, like Moses, discover that you are faithful in every step we take.